人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到一位特别的嘉宾，他是Sella， 欢迎 Sella 来到我们的节目当中。
Good evening. Today we are very honored to have our special guest Sarah. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sella， 您能不能跟我们听众朋友简单的自我介绍一下
？Sarah, would you please introduce our listeners about yourself?
Yeah, thank you. So my name is Sarah DeMondin. I am the Policy and Advocacy Associate at Children's Alliance.And I'm also a steering committee member of Protecting Immigrant Families, Washington State.
大家好，我的名字叫 Sarah DeMondin. DeMondin. 我的名字叫 Sarah DeMondin. 我是儿童联合会的一员，我也是华盛顿州帮助移民家庭计划的成员。
他是那个理事会成员。
他是四位理事会中的四位负责人之一。
So this includes, Protecting Immigrant Families includes a broad-based coalition of about 30-plus nonprofit, public, and private sector organizations working to address, the public charge rule.
我的工作组织呢是有包括了有30个非盈利组织的一个机构的一个联盟，我们负责帮助儿童，帮助移民的家庭。
太棒了啊！那我们今天之所以请到 Sella 来到我们节目当中呢，主要是美国总统特朗普他正在试图更改一项政府的政策，涉及到个人申请入境美国或者取得绿卡时所适应的标准。这些标准旨在确定个人在将来是否会成为政府的公共的负担。或者使用某些公共利益的人士，特别是提议的规则扩大了联邦政府在此流程当中可能会考虑的联邦福利清单。个人当前或者过去使用某些联邦福利，则可能会，对他获得入境资格或者获得绿卡都有影响。所以呢，我们很想就是通过 Sella 来向我们听众朋友，介绍一下，就是这个新的可能会，就是联邦政府可能会实行的这个新的一项政策，对我们这个公众的影响。
Today the reason we have we invite Sarah to our program is because the Trump administration is trying to change a government policy related to a criteria that apply when a person is applying for admission to the United States or seeking a green card. This proposal is designed to determine when a person is likely to become a public charge. In particular, the proposed rule expands the list of federal benefits that government may consider as part of the process. So the immigrants might beVery influenced by it. So we would like to have Sarah to introduce the influence and introduce to us about the new proposal.
那么 Sarah, 您能不能给我们介绍一下什么是公共负担？
Sarah, could you please tell us what is a public charge?
Yes, so the term public charge refers to a label for an immigrant who is primarily dependent on the government to meet his or her basic needs.
公共负担呢是联邦政府制定的一个标签，专门指那些依靠政府来满足基本生活需求的那些移民。
So under the new proposal proposed by the Trump administration on October 10th,they're looking to define a public charge differently as someone who receives one or more of the federal public benefits listed in this rule.
根据十月 October 6th?
October 10th.
Sorry. 根据十月六日特朗普政府所提出的这样一个提议呢，这项他试图将公共负担呢作为 接受规则中所列出的一项或多项联邦公共利益的人士，把他们就是在他们申请变成绿卡的时候呢，将对他们进行一项公共负担的测试。
那联邦政府什么时候确定您是否可能会成为公共负担呢？
When will the federal government decide or judge or test you might be the you could be the public charge?
The federal government applies a public charge test when a person applies to enter the U.S. or when a person is already in the U.S. and applies to become a green card holder, also known as a lawful permanent resident or LPR.
这个呢是在申请人申请进入美国或者他申请进入美国国境或者他申请成为美国绿卡的持有者，也就是申请成为合法永久居民的情况下，政府会进行这项公共负担的测试。
When you apply for a visa or a green card, you must submit an application form. Using the information from the form and from the following interview, the government will decide if you are likely to become a public charge.
当申请者申请签证或者绿卡时呢，他必须提交一个申请表，政府就会利用申请表和以后在面试当中的一些询问来确定该申请人是否可能成为公共负担。
This test is not used when a person who already has a green card is applying to become a U.S. citizen.
这个测试呢不适用于那些已经获得绿卡正在申请成为美国公民的人。
那联邦政府如何确定如何决定您是否可能成为公共负担呢？
And how the federal government decide you may be a public charge?
So under this proposed rule, the public charge decision is based on several different factors. The immigration officer conducts a totality of circumstances test, and this test examines the applicant's age, health, family status, assets, resources,financial status, education, and skills. In other words, the government must look at your individual circumstances as a whole to decide if you are likely to depend on public benefits in the future.
根据特朗普政府这项新提议的规则呢，公共负担它的决定的取决于几个不同的因素。移民官会进行一个整体情况的测试，这个整体情况测试包括申请人的年龄、健康状况、家庭状况、资产、资源、财务状况、教育、技能等等等的项目进行审查。换言之呢，就是政府必须从整体上考虑申请者个人的情况，以确定他将来是否有可能依赖公共福利而生活。
Lastly, when an affidavit of support is required by law, without the affidavit of support, this establishes you as a public charge.An affidavit of support is a legally enforceable contract that a person, called a sponsor, signs to accept financial responsibility for another person coming to the U.S. to live permanently.
另外呢，在法律要求提供支持宣誓书的时候，如果没有该类宣誓书，将会最终导致这位申请人基于公共负担而被拒绝入境。支持宣誓书是一方，也就是称为担保方签署的，他。就是为即将到美国永久居住的另一方提供承担经济责任，是具有法律效应的一份合同。
那根据这项新的提案被认为是公共负担的新的标准是什么呢？
According to the new proposal, what is the new standard to be considered as a public charge?
Yeah, under the new proposal, which is not final, it's still a proposal,You may be considered a public charge if you currently use or have used any of the following programs. So this determination depends on a variety of factors, including the time and duration of usage and the value of the benefits received.
根据这项提议，要特别指出这项决议并未最终确定成为法规。根据这项尚未最终确定的提议规则，如果你目前使用或已使用以下任何计划，则有可能被视为公共负担。那么，除了上面列出的一些综合因素、整体的因素，比如健康、年龄和财务资源以外，这一决定还取决于其他许多因素，包括你使用这个
福利的时间、时长以及你所获得福利的价值。
So, under the current, public charge rule, remember it's still a proposal, these benefits are considered. Cash assistance, including temporary assistance for needy families, supplemental security income, and general assistance.
根据现在的就是尚未通过的这个新规所新建议提议新的提议所规定呢包括以下的情况会成为公共负担的这个考虑范围之内第一呢是现金援助计划包括贫困家庭临时援助第二是补充性安全收入第三是一些的一般的援助除了其他的地方的现金援助计划这些都属于现金的援助计划
Also, I forgot to mention, in the current rule, institutionalization for long-term care.
还有一条就是根据现在的规定呢，是长期护理的制度化，也是要考虑的。
And in the proposed rule that they're thinking about, it wants to include all of those that I've mentioned, plus Medicaid health coverage, except for emergency medical conditions and services or benefits funded by Medicaid, but provided underthe IDEA Act and benefits provided to foreign-born children of U.S. citizen parents. Go ahead.
Okay. 前面的呢是根据现在的就是法规已经有的。那下面呢就是新的提案所新增加的有医疗保险就是医疗保险 Medicaid 还有医疗资助就是Medicare. 就是有医疗保险和医疗资助，还有有身心遗障者教育法案所提供的紧急医疗状况和福利或者服务，以及为美国公民父母国外出生的孩子所提供的福利，这些情况是除外的，只是 Medicaid 和 Medicare。
Also included is a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP or food stamps, Medicare Part D for prescription drugs.Federal rental assistance like Section 8 and certain subsidized housing through the federal government.
还有补充营养援助计划简称 SNAP 原来我们就称的就是 food stamp 就是食品券还有呢就是联邦医疗保险 D 这个部分就是处方药处方药费用低收入的给低收入家庭一些补贴还有联邦租金的援助就是资助在住房方面的资助还有联邦政府通过联邦政府所获得的某些住房方面的补贴
那么根据新的提案哪些计划是被排除在被视为公共负担的新标准之外的呢
According to the new proposal which are excluded in the consideration of thepublic charge.
So under the new proposal, they would exclude from public charge, disaster relief, emergency medical assistance, anything that is funded entirely by state, local, or tribal programs other than cash assistance, benefits received by your family members if you are the immigrant,or any other benefit not specifically listed in the proposed rule.
根据新的提案，以下这些援助计划是被排除在公共负担的新标准之外的，比方说赈灾、紧急医疗援助和一些完全由州、地方或者部落支持的资助的计划，不包括现金资助，现金资助是现金援助除外，还有移民家庭的成员获得的福利或者在新的提议中没有明确列出的其他的任何福利
Benefits not listed such as education, child development and employment and job training programs are excluded. The federal government is also considering Children's Health Insurance Program CHIP
新提案中没有列出的福利呢包括教育、儿童发展、就业、职业培训计划联邦政府正在考虑是否正在就是否考虑把就是儿童健康保险计划这个列出来寻求公众的意见。
In any local City of Seattle program, such as the Utility Discount Program and Seattle Preschool Program, will not be considered. To see the many Seattle programs that you may be eligible for, regardless of immigration status, you can visit the City of Seattle website.
任何西雅图是地方性的计划，比如说公共事业折扣计划、西雅图学前教育计划，都不在标准的考虑之外之内。如果你想要看一看自己是否有资格参加众多的西雅图市地方的计划，你可以去访问西雅图地方计划的网站。
如果我的家人使用医疗保险、营养、教育或者其他计划，那该怎么办呢？
What if my family members are using medical and nutrition education or other programs? What should they do?
Generally, the federal government will only consider benefits received by you as the applicant, not your family members. If the new proposal goes into effect, the federal government will not consider your children's use of non-cash benefits, such as health insurance or food stamps, in your own application for a green card to enter the U.S. However, the number of children you have, including citizen children, may be considered as part of the public charge determination because it affects household size.
一般而言呢，联邦政府只考虑您作为申请人，不考虑您的家庭成员的身份，您的家庭成员身份所获得的福利。如果这个新的提案生效，那么联邦政府在您本人申请绿卡或者入境美国时，将不会考虑你孩子、你的家人使用非现金的福利，包括医疗保险或者食品券这种情况。但是联邦政府可能在公共负担决定的过程中考虑到您子女的数量，包括公民子女，因为孩子的数量会影响到整个家庭的规模。
We recommend you speak with an immigration attorney or Department of Justice accredited representative about your case.
我们建议您与移民律师呢，来讨论您的案件。
如果我过去使用过这些福利，但是现在已经不再领取福利了，那该怎么办呢？
What if in the past I used these benefits, but right now I'm not receiving the benefits anymore? What should I do?
So the public charge test is forward-looking, which means that the test is not solely based on what has happened in the past. If you previously received benefits, but your situation has changed, you may be able to show that you will not need those services now or in the future, for example, if you have a new job. Again, if you have questions about your particular status or use of benefits, you should speak with an immigration attorney or Department of Justice accredited representative.
公共负担的测试呢，它是有前瞻性的。这个意思呢，就是说它不仅仅会基于过去发生的事情。比方说，如果你之前获得过福利，但是现在情况已经发生了变化，你可以来表明你现在或者将来不再需要这些福利。比方说，你有了一个新的工作。那么再次说明的是呢，如果您对自己的特定身份或者福利的使用有所疑问呢，还是建议你咨询律师。或者BIA 认可的代表。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健，祝您健康。电话2066217501，2066217501。
哎呀，忘带钱包了，咖啡你来买可以吗？
当然可以。嘿，你听说我们2019年要加薪了吗？
没有，真的吗？
是啊。1月1号开始，华盛顿的最低工资标准涨到每小时12美元了，农场工作也包括在内。拨打866-219-7321就可以向 LNI 了解更多信息。
我现在就打电话866-219-7321。对了，下次我来买咖啡哦。
公共负担是否适用于所有的移民呢？
Would this public charge test apply to all the immigrants?
No, the public charge test is not applied to green card holders in their applications to become U.S. citizens. Also, certain humanitarian immigrants are either exempt from the public charge test or can qualify for a public charge waiver.
不会，不适用于所有移民。公共负担测试不适用于申请入籍美国的绿卡持有者。此外呢，一些人道主义的移民也可免于接受公共负担的测试，或者有资格获得公共负担豁免权。
Exempt immigrants include refugees, asylees, people applying for a green card under the Violence Against Women Act, people who have or are applying for U visas or T visas, children seeking special immigrant juvenile status.
这些可以获得公共负担豁免权的移民呢，包括难民，或者以政治避难者身份申请移民的人申请者，或者根据防止对妇女施暴法来申请获得绿卡的人，还有包括已经持有或者正在申请 U 签证和 T 签证的人，以及寻求特殊移民青少年身份的儿童。如果属于这些当中的任何一个呢，在你就是可以获得公共负担的测试的一个豁免。
If you fall under any of these categories, you can use any benefits for which you are eligible. This includes cash aid, health care, food programs, and other non-cash programs.
如果你已经是上面类别当中的任何一种，那你就可以使用您有资格获得的任何福利，包括现金补助、医疗保健、食品计划和其他的非现金的计划。
如果我已经有了绿卡并且正在领取福利，那该怎么办呢？
What if I have already had a green card and I'm receiving the benefits? Would it affect me?
So under the proposed rule, you cannot lose your green card just because you, your child, or other family members lawfully use benefits.And you cannot be denied U.S. citizenship for lawfully receiving benefits.
根据提议的规则，您不会因为您的孩子或者您其他的家庭成员合法的使用福利而失去您的绿卡。此外呢，你也不会因为合法领取福利而被剥夺美国公民的身份。
如果我是美国公民并且正在领取福利，该怎么办呢？
What if I am an American citizen and I am receiving the benefits?
Public charge does not apply to U.S. citizens. If you are a U.S. citizen receiving benefits, you should continue receiving the benefits for which you are eligible.
公共负担不适用于美国公民。如果您是美国公民，并且您正在领取福利呢，您就应该继续领取您有资格享受的福利。
那为了免于遭到这个惩罚啊，就是我是否应该停止目前正在领取的福利吗
？In order not to be punished by the proposal, do I need to stop receiving the benefits I am receiving now?
No, if you or your family are getting benefits to go to the doctor, pay for food, or pay rent.You do not need to stop your benefits based on the proposed rule. The proposed rule is not yet final.
不应该。如果您或者你的家人正在获取这个福利用于看医生、买食物或者支付租金呢，那您不需要根据这个提议规则来停止领取您的福利，因为这个提议这个规则呢并未最终确定。
If the rule is passed, it will not be in effect for months. The proposed rule will not be applied retroactively, which means the government will not consider a person's use of a newly added benefit prior to the effective date of the rule.
就算这个提议被通过呢，它也在几个月之内呢不会生效。提议的规则不会追溯性的适用。这就是说什么意思呢？就是说政府不会在规则生效之前考虑某个人使用新增福利的情况。
However, for benefits that are already a part of the public charge determination, such as TANF, SSI, and long-term institutionalization, the government will consider usage prior to the effective date of the rule. Again, speak to an immigration attorney or DOJ accredited representative with specific questions.
但是呢，对于已经成为公共负担决定一部分的权利，比方说 TANF、SSI 和长期制度化，政府呢将考虑规则生效日期之前的使用情况。那具体问题呢，还是要咨询移民律师。
如果我收到没有列出来的福利，那应该怎么办呢？
What if I'm receiving the benefits that are not listed in the proposal?
Only the benefits in the proposed rule that we mentioned earlier may be considered. Benefits not listed, such as education, child development, free and reduced school lunch, and employment and job training programs, are not a part of the public charge test.
只有我们在刚刚的聊天中谈到的提议规则所列出的那些福利才会被考虑，而没有列出的福利，比如教育、儿童发展、免费或者减少学校午餐的费用，以及就业和职业培训计划，这些福利呢，都不是公共负担测试的一个部分。
Any local city program, such as the utility discount program and Seattle preschool program, will not be considered.
那同样呢，任何地方性的城市的计划，比如西雅图市的公共事业折扣计划、西雅图学前教育计划，也不在考虑之中。
我会不会因为公共负担的身份而被驱逐出境呢？
Would I be
deported
get out of the U.S. Because of my identity of the as a public charge?
Under current law, it is extremely rare that a person who has become a public charge could be deported. These rules are very narrow and have almost never been applied. This new proposal does not interpret or expand the criteria for removal or deportability.
根据现行的法律呢，只有在极少数的情况下才会将已经成为公共负担的人员驱逐出境。这些新的规则非常狭隘，而且几乎从来没有被试用过。所以，而且这个新的提案呢，也没有说明或者扩大遣返和被驱逐出境的这样的标准。
特朗普总统对新提案的其他提议修改是什么
？What are the other changes of President Trump to the new proposal?
Aside from the benefits listed earlier, the new proposal would also apply a similar test to 1. Request to extend a non-immigrant visa, for example, to stay longer in the U.S. with your visitor's visa, and 2.Request to change your non-immigrant status, for example, a change from a student visa to an employment visa.
除了前面提到的，它增加了一些新的标准外呢，新提案呢还将在以下的方面采用相同的测试标准，就是第一个呢，就是对于一些申请延长非移民签证的人，比方说持旅游签证在美国停留或更长时间；第二呢，一些申请者申请更改。非移民身份，比如从学生签证更改成就业签证，那么这些情况也会采用上述的测试标准。
It would also clarify when an immigrant seeking adjustment of status will be permitted to post a bond. Under the proposed rule, an immigrant who is deemed inadmissible on public charge grounds may be able to post a public charge bond of at least $10,000.
这个力图调整身份的移民呢，何时可以提交那个保证金呢？根据新提议的规则，被视作就是公共负担而拒绝入境的移民，可能会缴纳至少$10,000的公共负担保证金。
那对于接受医疗保险的儿童会怎么样呢
？What is the influence to the children who is getting medical coverage？
So children who are applying for a green card could be subject to the proposed new rules. And if they are receiving Medicaid, this could be weighed in the public charge test, along with their age, income, and other factors.
正在申请绿卡的儿童，他们会受到提案的新规则的约束。此外呢，如果他们正在接受 Medicaid, 就会在公共负担测试中，会将这一点与他们的年龄、收入和其他因素一同加以衡量。
The government has asked for input on whether to include the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, in the final rule change, but this program is not included in the current regulatory text. Children who are U.S. citizens are not subject to a public charge test.
政府已经将就是否将儿童健康保险计划纳入最终的规则变更来征求意见， 但是这个计划还没有包含在当前，包含在当前的归管文件当中。有美国公民身份的儿童则不需要接受公共负担测试。
这个新提案对残疾人士有什么影响呢？
What are the influence to disabled people?
Under the proposed rule, a person's health is one of many factors the government would consider in determining whether a person is likely to become a public charge. This includes physical or mental health conditions that could limit a person's ability to work, attend school, or care for yourself.
根据提案的规则呢，个人的健康是政府在确定这位申请人是否可能成为公共负担时考虑的众多因素当中的一个。那这包括可能限制个人在工作、学上学或者自我照顾能力的身体或者精神的健康状态。
However, the proposed rule also states that changes will not apply to benefits other than cash assistance or long-term care that you received before the rule is final.We again recommend that you speak with an immigration attorney or DOJ accredited representative about your case.
但是呢，根据提案规则还规定呢，它这个更改，新的更改将不适用于您在规则最终确定之前所获得的福利，包括但是呢，现金援助或者长期护理，这个还是适用的，就是需要适用的。同时同样呢，我们建议您咨询律师和专家。
如果我有绿卡并且需要尽快的更新，那政府会不会因为我正在领取 Medicaid 食品券或者其他住房援助为理由拒绝我更新申请呢？
I have a green card and I need to renew it soon. Would the government reject my application because I'm receiving Medicaid, food stamp, or other housing benefits?
No, the public charge test does not apply, actually, when you renew a green card. The renewal application cannot be denied based on your use of programs that you are eligible for.
不会，您更新绿卡时呢，公共负担测试将不会适用。更新绿卡的申请不会因为您符合使用的资格，您使用符合资格的计划而遭到拒绝。
如果美国公民使用 Medicaid 或者食品券等计划，他们会不会失去公民身份呢？
If American citizen is using Medicaid or food stamp, will they lose American citizenship?
No, U.S. citizens cannot lose their citizenship based on their lawful use of public benefits.
不会的。美国公民不会因为合法的使用公共福利而失去自己的公民身份。
新的提案什么时候获得批准并且开始实施呢？
When will be this new proposal get approved or start to carry on?
Sure, we do not know for sure right now.The federal government must allow a long process before the proposed rule becomes final and active, including a 60-day public comment period happening right now. Before the policy becomes final, the government must give the public a chance to give their opinions and consider and respond to the comments received.
具体时间呢，我们还不太确定，但是联邦政府必须在提议规则最终确定并且生效之前，遵循一个漫长的过程。包括60天的公众意见征询期，我们现在就是在这个60天征询期之内的时间内。这项政策最终确定之前呢，政府还必须让公众有机会发表意见，并且他们会考虑并且回应公众所发表的意见。
Real ID 法案真实身份法将于2020年10月1日在华州生效。华盛顿州居民需要知道，没有人被要求必须申请新的身份证。但一种符合 Real ID 的身份证明，例如护照或绿卡，却是必须用以搭乘美国国内航班或进入某些联邦机构。2020年10月1日以后，普通驾照或身份证将不足以通过这些安检。登入 ID2020WA.com/ZH， 了解你的所有证件选择。
亲爱的听众朋友们 ，Fly China 向您问好。购买回国机票请上 flychina.com 15年诚信服务，专售美中航线机票，应有尽有，一目了然。网上自动购票，加上中英文专人化的服务，就是 flychina.com 的独特优势。你想知道西雅图回国最低票价吗？ flychina.com 主页左下角实时更新回北京、上海和香港的最低价，点击后还可以比较不同月份旅行的最低价。 flychina.com 的宗旨，帮您尽快找到物美价廉的行程。
时事三人谈栏目是由19建筑设计事务所 Studio19Architects.com 赞助播出。
您可以告诉联邦政府您对这个政策的看法吗？
Would you, can we or can a person tell the federal government about his or her opinion to this new proposal?
Yes, you can tell the federal government what you think about this policy.This proposed rule is not yet in effect. You have until this Monday, December 10th, to share your opinions and stories about the new proposal by submitting your input as a public comment to a publication called the Federal Register.
可以的，您可以告诉联邦政府您对这个政策的看法，因为此项提议呢，现在规则尚未最终确定，您可以在这个周一，就是12月10日星期一之前把你的意见呢作为公众意见提交到名为联邦公报，就是 Federal Register 这样的一个出版物，来分享发表您对新的提案的看法。
You can only submit comments in English. You do not need to be a U.S. citizen to submit a comment. The proposed rule will not become final until the government has considered all of the comments. The city of Seattle is opposed to this proposed rule and will be submitting a public comment.Advocates across the country have a goal of sending 100,000 public comments to the Federal Register.
您只能用英语来提交意见。提交的意见呢，不需要，你提交意见不需要必须是美国公民呢。那政府呢，要考虑完所有的意见，那他们的建议规则才会最终形成一份最终的规则。那西雅图市呢，是反对这份提议规则的。我们并将提交公众的意见。那我们的目标呢，是提交10万份注册的公众意见。
To submit your own comment, the City of Seattle recommends using the Cities for Action public comment page, which streamlines the public comment process at www.citiesforaction.us/public-charge.
如果你要提交你的意见呢，我们建议你使用这个网站，就是 Cities for Action Public comment page 这个网站。那这个网站的网址呢是www.citiesforaction.us。
/public-charge。那我们知道 Seattle 在这个组织当中，就是您所代表的组织一直在就是推动公众，就是向政府递交意见，然后现在你们这个工作的进展怎样？
We know you and your organization are trying to help people submit their comments, and we would like to know what is your progress in your work.
Thank you for asking. So nationally, there's been over the goal of 100,000. We are actually at, I believe, 123,000 comments right now.
Nationally?
Yes.
Okay. 感谢您问我这个问题。那现在呢，我们已经超过了我们的计划。我们本来计划是10万份，现在呢已经有12万份的在全国范围内的公众意见被提交来。人们向我们提交，让这个网站提交了他们的意见，12万份。
And from Washington State, we have submitted over 1,000 comments. So that comes from community members and advocates and everyone that cares about this cause.
那么我们华盛顿州呢，也有1000份意见被提交，这些意见都是来自于移民的家庭，获得福利的这些家庭，就是所有关心这个提案的，对他们的影响的人们。
如果这个十几万份的意见当中大多数都是反对这个 提案的，那么这个联邦政府会不会就撤销这个提案呢？
If most of the comments in the 120,000 comments are they are opposed the proposal, would the federal government cancel the proposal?
It's very possible, yes. We've seen it happen with other proposed rules where they have either changed the rule or canceled it completely. So it's very possible that they can consider not passing it.
是非常有可能的，因为我们已经见到过以前的一些提案，由于公众的反对，他们改变了其中的一些规则，或者彻底的就是取消了这个规则，所以还是很有可能，这个大家的评论会起到作用。
那您认为，现在这个提案有可能会被撤销吗？
So do you think, according to the situation now, is it likely this proposal will be canceled?
I know that there is very strong opposition nationwide and in Washington, and the government is legally required to address all 100,000 comments. And if they don't, they can be taken to court and actually sued by other entities, such as a state attorney general.
从现在呢，从法律上讲呢，这个联邦政府需要回复所有的这个十几万份这个提案，就是这个公众的这个评论，而且从全国范围内和华盛顿州呢，反对的呼声是非常的强烈。那如果他们不对这些声音做出回复呢，他们可能会被其他的一些组织来，比方说一些律师。一些法律部门来受到他们的起诉。
So I'm not sure if it will, I'm hoping and I believe it will not go through, but they will at least have to make very drastic changes in the benefit of immigrants.
那我个人呢是希望他不要被通过，不会被通过。那至少呢要对这个保护移民这个方面做出非常大的政策上就是非常大的改变变化。
所以这个如果这个提案执行的话或者实施的话，那么各个地方的州政府市政府都是没有办法不执行的，是吗？
What if this proposal is passed, so the local or the states, they have no choice but to do it?
Not necessarily. There's been, actually, our Attorney General of Washington is looking into potential litigation against, suing the administration that violates several of our rights, especially of our statehood of Washington. And also there can be actions taken at the state level to protect immigrants here.
也不一定。比方说我们华盛顿州的检察官呢，他们也在寻求一些就是可能性，说这个法案侵犯了我们地方的权益，然后他们会就寻求其他一些法律上的支持来帮助这些移民的家庭。
就是你们现在就是主要通过什么方式让就是我们华盛顿州的就是人民啊知道这么件事情的。
What method or what media do you do to let the people in Washington know you are doing such a thing?
Yeah, so we have our organization, we have our website, we also have organization or community events where we go out into the community and educate folks.And then we also use, we have radio like this. Thank you so much for having us to spread the word to the Chinese community. We're also using social media. Since it's free, everyone has like a Facebook. So we're using all sorts of actions. And we're also having, hopefully, people that work directly with the communities to educate them as well.
我们也有很多渠道，比方说我们有自己的网站，我们还到移民家庭中，到他们家中去跟他们给他们一些知识和宣传。我们也有自己的社交媒体，因为它是免费的，也会有很多人来关注。比方说我们还有我们西雅图中文电台这样的渠道来发出我们的声音，所以我们还是有很多渠道的。
您还有没有就是其他的内容需要让我们的听众朋友知道的？
What else do you think you want our listeners know?
You're not alone. If you feel that this applies to you or you're worried, there's a lot of us that are working with the communities, with the governments across the nation to fight for immigrant rights. And there's still time. We have until December 10th to submit a public comment. And the government must review all of those comments before anything is finalized.
我们想让我们的移民听众们知道，你不是孤独的，你有帮助，你有后援。如果你觉得这份修改的提案呢会对你可能产生影响，那你要知道，现在这个提案还没有最终生效，我们还有时间，在12月10号之前呢，你可以通过这个网站来提交你的意见。那你的意见呢是他们每一个意见都必须，政府都必须去阅读，去关注。那还有其他一些法律机构来为你，像我们还有我们这样的组织可以来为你提供一些支援和帮助。
你能介绍一下就是如果有人需要寻求帮助的话，那么他们有什么样的资源能够得到帮助呢？
What are the resources that they can have if they need help from you or from if they need help?
Yeah, there's so many legal resources here. If you live in Washington, you can always look up the City of Seattle Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs. You can also look up Washington Law Help and Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. Those are just a few. That we have here in Washington.
如果你是华盛顿州的居民的话呢，你可以寻求到的有很多法律帮助。比方西雅图城市，这个西雅图市这个网站上有一个难民与移民事务办公室，那你可以向他们寻求帮助。还有可以向一些律师来上面就是提供的，在这个网站上也提供了一些律师的团队，对您可以为您提供一些帮助。
人们能找到免费的一些帮助的那个资源吗？
Can we find the free or low-cost resources?
Yes, absolutely. All of those resources I mentioned have a free intake service, or are able to refer you to free legal services.
可以的。刚刚我所提到的那些资源，西雅图城市网站上的办公室和一些律师，他们都是可以免费为您服务，或者他们可以把你介绍给为你提供免费服务的组织或者个人。
Two more organizations that are local here in Washington, that also have free intake services are One America, and I don't know if I mentioned Northwest Immigrant Rights Project.I think I did.
那我们华盛顿州本地的两个提供这样服务的机构呢，一个是 One America， 一个是西北Northwest
Northwest Immigrant Rights Project，
是西北移民权利
项目
这样的一个组织。
太好了啊！那么我们节目马上就到尾声了，今天非常感谢Sela。导门等啊，就是您是您的组织是什么来着？能再说一下您的组织的名字吗？
Thank you so much. It's almost the end of our program. Sarah, would you please introduce us, tell us the organization you work for again?
Yes, so my name is Sarah DeMondon and I work for the Children's Alliance, but I am also a steering committee member of Protecting Immigrant Families Washington State.
我呢非常高兴，我的名字叫 Sarah DeMondon， 我是儿童联合会的组织的一员，而且我也是华盛顿州保护移民家庭组织委员会四个负责人之一。
Thank you so much for having me.
感谢西雅图中文电台的邀请。
好，如果各位听众朋友有更多的问题呢，也欢迎跟 Sarah 联系，可以吗？
If our listeners have more problem, could they speak to you or contact you?
Yes, absolutely. They're welcome to contact me. I have my email over there, and I'm happy to get them pointed in the right direction.
非常欢迎他们来跟我联系。我有我的 email 在这边，我会很高兴的跟他们联系。我的 email 是我的名字 Sarah SARAH.DOMONDON at Children's Alliance CHILDRENSALLIANCE.org。
那我们刚刚提到的那个就是对这个公共负担发表这个意见的那个信应该在哪里找，然后怎么递交？
Oh, you just mentioned we can submit our comment to this new proposal, and where is the access to the page?
Sure, we have a couple access points. There's regulations.gov, so that's regulations.gov, and you'll look for inadmissibility on public charge grounds. It's long. Or you can go to bit.ly, so bit.ly/PIF, and then WA. So capital PIFWA.
Okay.So, it's bit.ly/PIFWA.
Yeah, and PIFWA has to be all capital.
Okay. Is there any dash between them?
What's that?
Is there a dash between PIF and WA?
Oh, no. Okay. No dash, just all one word. It stands for Protecting Immigrant Families, Washington. And then you'll see a submit comment button there.
太好了，那非常感谢 Sarah 来我们西雅图中文电台向我们西雅图地区的华人朋友介绍这个很非常重要的事情。
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for coming to Seattle Chinese Radio to introduce our committee this very important, very, very important issue.
Thank you for taking the time and for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not